Air pollution is harming a number of wildlife species important to Minnesota hunters and anglers, according to a new report from the National Wildlife Federation. As a result, environmental groups are working alongside hunting and fishing advocates to talk to legislators about the issues. Gary Botzek is with the Minnesota Conservation Federation, which describes itself as a common-sense conservation organization made up of hunters, anglers, and others who are dedicated to the enjoyment, education, and ethical use of our natural resources.
The report that the National Wildlife Federation actually released nationwide last Wednesday and Thursday, we did a press conference at the State Capitol in St. Paul to announce it and to get some play locally. But joining us was the Minnesota Audubon, Fresh Energy, Trout Unlimited, and a couple more hunting and fishing groups that were very interested and concerned with some of the results from the study.
The Wildlife Federation report is called Game Changers: Air Pollution, a Warming Climate, and the Troubled Future for America's Hunting and Fishing Heritage.
What the report showed us was air pollution and the warming climate continue to be problems here in Minnesota, in the Midwest, as well as around the country, particularly some of our favorite fish and wildlife. For instance, the walleye. We always hear about trout being affected, and they are, by water temperatures, but so are our walleyes are being affected as well. Our state fish and loons, of course, which is our state bird, are also affected by climate change, air pollution, mercury, and ground levels, ozone layers.
The U.S. Congress is currently considering several proposals to weaken the Clean Air Act by preventing the EPA from updating air pollution standards or regulating greenhouse gas emissions.
It hits home. It hits Minnesota right in the back pocket. And we, you know, in Minnesotans, in Grand Marais is a prime example. We, you know, we love our great outdoors. We love our lands, our air, and water. And they're under attack, to be honest with you. The Clean Air Act and the Clean Water Act, both are under attack in Congress right now as far as rolling back or backfilling some of the regulations that were put in place in the 1970s and then clarified in the 80s to deal with some of this air pollution and some of this water pollution. And we here in Minnesota have added to that by passing a sales tax increase that the people voted overwhelmingly in 2008 to add more investment into our natural resources.
Clean air and clean water legislation has been around since the Nixon administration. Botzek said he hopes Minnesotans will keep positive pressure on today's legislators.
We're encouraging people from the northeast of Minnesota as well as around the entire state to contact their congressman, Congressman Kravac, and or our two senators and urge them to stay the course. Continue to support clean water and clean air in northeast Minnesota, as well as across the great state of Minnesota.
Jay Anderson, WTIP News.